After 2.5 years on the job, and ahead of territorial general elections, Premier Ranj Pillai said it's time for the Yukon Liberal Party to get fresh ideas and a fresh voice in leadership. While Pillai has enjoyed every moment of the work and feels some anxiety around what's next, he looks forward to spending uninterrupted time with his sons and family, going hunting and taking on new professional challenges and experiences outside of the Premier's role. Pillai spoke with the news by phone for an exit interview on June 19, ahead of that evening's Liberal Leadership Convention. At the convention, the Liberals elected Mike Pemberton as their new leader by a slim margin over Doris Bill, the other candidate. Pillai had pondered the notion of stepping down from premiership for the past year, while continuing to do his job. It wasn't until recently that he finally made the decision. After the decision was final, he sat down with his team to inform them in the days before his public announcement. On May 7, Pillai announced his intention to step down as party leader and premier, after a successor has been named. He won't seek re-election as MLA but has kept his ministerial portfolios in economic development and housing, so far. You think about the work that you have a chance to have completed, but also, you know, reflect on other things you would have liked to continue to focus on, and problems you'd want to try to solve, and individuals you'd want to represent in their sort of challenges, he said. Pillai has spent more than 2 decades in the political realm, previously serving as a Whitehorse councillor on city council. He was first elected to the legislature in November 2016, and again in April 2021. Pillai was acclaimed as Liberal leader and sworn in as Premier, after former Premier Sandy Silver announced his resignation from the top job in late 2022, triggering an uncontested leadership contest. Silver stayed on as Klondike MLA but won't be running again. Pillai's best bit of advice for the next leader: no matter what your decisions are, surround yourself with strong voices and advice, stick to a set of values that you believe in and follow your gut instinct. In the meantime, Pillai will continue to work on his ministerial files, granted the new leader gives him the opportunity. Pillai hopes to keep trucking on the economic pieces, continued investment in the Yukon and supporting the business community in mining, tourism and the knowledge-based economy. He will keep pursuing goals around Arctic security, such as the Canadian Institute for Arctic Security and preparing the Canadian Armed Forces to stand up a reserve unit. He will maintain close ties with John Stryker, the energy minister, around making electrical grid ties to the North American grid via British Columbia. "Anything I can do to support the recruitment of doctors," he said. It'll be, continue to be, a very high-tempo summer into the fall. Pillai pledged to assist with the transition process, answering questions and bringing them up to speed on files, for the new leader and premier, once they're sworn in. Pillai indicated he's taking time to figure out his next path. Territorial general elections must be held on or before November 3. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.